Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
$1 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hawkeyes fall at Minnesota yesterday. Iowa State with a big win in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. We will talk about that and more coming up during the Monday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. And on a cold Monday, we welcome you in to the Gym Class here on KGYM. You can hear us on 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Kyle Mann, our producer, here today once again. And we thank you for tuning in to the program today. I'm going to talk about the basketball games from this weekend and more. Mike Colas will be joining us as well, coming up just past the bottom of the hour. So a lot to get to here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class. As always, a big thanks to Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated, a place where families meet up again and again for a quick lunch to catch the game after work. Bring the family, bring anyone on down to Third Base Brewery, the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class, once again in 2019, right here on KGYM. And we do appreciate everything that they do for us. And before we get too far into it here, a couple of notes for you. First of all, the city of Cedar Rapids, they announced that they are going to collect the Wednesday garbage on Tuesday this week. Because of the bitterly cold temperatures that are anticipated coming up, especially on Wednesday. We're going to really get into the deep freeze starting up tomorrow night. Wednesday morning and Wednesday evening are just going to be just a nightmare. University of Iowa has canceled classes. Carol and I, Mark, our promotions director.
Yes.
We were talking about, we both attended the university, and I believe there was one day in 4 years that I was there, that classes got canceled. And they're going for 2.5 coming up at the university. So that tells you something. But more on
the true measuring stick.
The true measuring stick will come up on Wednesday. Will we bowl? That's going to be the biggie. The world is awaiting that decision. And I don't envy one Mike Hoskins at all.
You know what's bad? When bowling gets canceled or postponed. Make it up.
Oh, yeah, we're going to make it up, but it's not official yet.
No.
Evergreen League yet. It is not official as of yet. So, you know, just talking, just preliminary talks about it. But please, in all seriousness, be cognizant of the weather outside, because it is going to be, we haven't seen these temperatures in years. And just if you can avoid going outside, don't go outside. I think that's my best advice to everybody out there. So, and the Weather Service agrees with me.
I'm personally tired about everybody tweeting and throwing comments on Facebook about how cold it is and how cold it's going to be. It is what it is, you know. Not a dang thing you can do about it.
Nope. And supposed to be nice for the weekend. That is what makes it even doubly weird. Hey, that's Iowa, though. That's Iowa at any time as far as the weather is concerned. All right. Michael Oss going to join us coming up in just a little bit. Want to hear from you out there. Basketball is the name of the game and the topic of the day. Hurtina Stocker Jeweler text line available to you out there at 319-366-1600. Hurtina Stocker Jewelers, located on the Penn Mall for over 70 years in downtown Iowa City. 319-366-1600. You start with the good or the bad, Mark? Potentially bad, anyway. Already got to talk Iowa first.
Mm-hmm.
Hawkeyes yesterday fall by 5 at Williams Arena in Minneapolis to a very hot shooting Gopher team. Now, were the Gophers helped out by porous Iowa defense? Yeah, I don't think everybody can agree with that. Minnesota shot, I think, over 60% for the basketball game. And when Iowa actually did play some good defense, Minnesota, I went back, took a look at it. Minnesota hit two fall-away three-pointers. Washington, who is not a good shooter, hit two threes and another couple mid-range jumpers. You're going to run into a team that has a shooting day like that. Minnesota had a shooting day like that. But it doesn't make up for the fact that Iowa's man-to-man defense throughout the Big Ten conference slate has been very porous. And quite frankly, I'm not sure why Iowa even plays a whole lot of man-to-man. I think they should come out. Best defense Iowa has is that three-quarter court trap going back into the man. Or into the zone, I beg your pardon. And they actually created some turnovers with that yesterday to get themselves back into the ball game.
I agree with you. It doesn't require a whole lot of analysis. The defense was just pitiful in the first half. To allow 55 points to a team who which scored 57 in a full game, its last time out, it was just laughable at times how bad the defense was. Granted, it got better. Minnesota wasn't going to shoot like that the whole game. This is what Iowa went through last year. Getting down big on the road, playing poor defense. Up till now, the defense had been pretty good.
But that was pre-Big Ten slate for the most part.
Right. Minnesota is a borderline NCAA tournament team. And, you know, it's had its ups and downs as well. Got blown out against Illinois and then played Michigan off its feet and then beat Iowa yesterday. This is the Big Ten. You see it week in and week out. Surprising results. Teams that are pretty good having bad performances and vice versa. Are you ready to give up on this team after two straight losses? 319-366-1600. You know, I told you before the show, the narrative is going to totally change if Iowa beats Michigan Friday night.
Sure. Absolutely.
It's the ups and downs right now. This is still a pretty good basket. The offense was
87
terrific.
Points is good.
Yeah.
And you'd got absolutely nothing from your guards.
Garza was great. Moss was great. Cook was okay.
Greener was fine offensively.
Greener was fine. Bear did bear things once again. That was the defense. Wow.
Yeah. They just could not stop Minnesota, and the Gophers shot it well. Let's give them a lot of credit as well. And Jordan Murphy's really good.
You know what?
Underrated player.
He might be one of the most underrated players in Big Ten history.
Second leading rebounder in Big Ten history.
Yeah. Who knew?
Went by Joe Barely Cares yesterday. Who, by the way, the television announcer said Joe Barry Carroll had a great NBA career. That was one of the things.
I guess I missed that part.
Caught me yesterday. Oh, that stood out to me. Like, wow, really?
No, I missed his great NBA career.
Oh, I did too. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in. Iowa 5-5, still in the, I believe, seventh now in the Big Ten. I still think all is not lost for this basketball team. They have some time off now as they get ready for a Friday night game against the Michigan Wolverines. Will be they play tomorrow night, Michigan does. And so they – or excuse me, yes, Michigan. I think they play Ohio State tomorrow night. So they will have two games this week. Iowa will have only one game coming up this week. All is not lost, and I did some research on this earlier today, Mark. Iowa 2-3 on the road at this point in the Big Ten Conference. Three losses to Purdue. Oh, by the way, they're pretty good. Michigan State, who's really good. And Minnesota is probably going to be an NCAA tournament team. I say that because I think Nebraska is going to fall off. Sorry to our friends to the west, but with Copeland hurting his knee and out for the season, I think Nebraska and maybe even Tim Miles might be toast at this time. We'll have to wait and see on that. But that Iowa's 2-3 record right now is sixth best in the Big Ten for a road mark. And Everybody has at least one loss. Michigan State, they've already played six games. They're 5-1. Michigan's 3-1. Purdue's even up 2-2. Maryland's 3-2. And Wisconsin's 3-1. Those are the only teams over 500 on the road in the Big Ten.
Has to be pointed out, the only road wins for Iowa in the Big Ten are bottom feeders.
But you got to win them.
Northwestern and Penn State. True. No question about it. But you also have to win toss-up games like yesterday if you're going to not only make the NCAA tournament, but have a decent seed.
True. 319-366-1600. What do you think out there?
Right now, Jerry Palm, CBS Sports, has Iowa number 7 seed. Even with that loss yesterday afternoon in Minneapolis, Iowa State a 5 seed.
And neither one of them playing in Des Moines. Which, you can't take it seriously unless you put Iowa State in Des Moines at this point. Can you?
Who's the technical host on that tournament? Is it Drake?
Drake or the because Missouri Valley, one of the two.
You can't be the host and play a game.
That's what got Iowa State the last time it was in Des Moines. Yeah. Iowa State University is not the host school for that regional this year, sub-regional. So Iowa State can play there. And if you think Iowa State's playing anywhere else other than Des Moines, yes, I've got a little bit of a bridge to sell you. Or I got some... I've got some sunscreen for you for the rest of the week this week. 319-366-1600. Iowa, Luka Garza had another very good game. Fourth straight game, Luka Garza scored 20-plus points in Big Ten play. First time that has happened since 2015 when Aaron White did it. Only the third time this decade that has happened. Roy Devin Marble and Aaron White were the other two that have done that. He even hit a three yesterday, Mark.
Yeah.
Now he's going to shoot him more.
Pivotal point of the game to me was Iowa was within, I think, 4 points, Scott, with about 2 or 3 minutes left. Tyler Cook goes to the line and airballs a free throw. He makes 2 free throws there. It's a 2-point game. And that not long after that, Cook is totally out of control going down the court.
It was in the next possession.
Those two things really added up. And I know Cook is a very valuable part of this team, but he had 5 turnovers yesterday and some ill-advised passes and what I just talked about, that dribble down the court, and he's out of control.
As bad as Iowa played, Iowa had it down to 4 with 3 minutes to go in that game. And you mentioned the free throws. If you take a look at the replay, Tyler Cook, and to his credit, he thought hard, long and hard about it. His knee bend on that particular free throw was about double as usual. And I go, as soon as I saw that, I go, oh, boy, we got a problem here. Because it just threw his entire rhythm off, and he came up about a foot short than his regular free throw.
And not to blame Tyler Cook, because we referenced the first half defense.
I wouldn't have been there without it.
Which is the reason Iowa struggled yesterday in that first half and really throughout the game.
Yeah. And the Iowa, Isaiah Moss continued to shoot well at Williams Arena.
Mm-hmm.
But Jordan Bohannon and Joe Wieskamp did not have good games. Did not score until the last minute.
Head scratching.
And it just, those two are in a little bit. Wieskamp has had some good, he had the perfect shooting game at Carver Hawkeye against Illinois, and he's on that freshman roller coaster a little bit right now. You're going to get good games from Wieskamp. You're going to get not so good games from Wieskamp. Right now, it looks like Jordan is just not looking for a shot, and people are bodying him. They're getting after him as far as the man-to-man is concerned, and we've talked about that before. That's one thing that really bothers Jordan, I think. But if you get scoring from other places, then I guess it all evens out.
Hard to score a lot when you only get 3 shots.
In
Bohannon's case.
Yeah, 319-366-1600. We're going to talk Iowa State as well coming up here in just a moment or two. Michael Oss going to be joining us as well, and the text line available for you at 319-366-1600. On this Monday, Wally joins us here with the Iowa basketball comment. Hi, Wally.
Hi, you guys. Yeah, just as I was got clicked on the line, Mark was pretty much talking about what I wanted to talk about, Tyler Cook and thinking he's a point guard on a 1-on-3 break and stuff like that. But did you notice how the officials kept saying, or the announcers were, you know, the official almost blew the whistle on McCaffrey for a technical. I wonder if that might have helped him, that if he would have, because
he was trying to get one.
He was trying very hard, very, very. His face turns about 3 different shades of red, even on TV. After that, it seemed like that slam dunk that that reserve made, he took 3 steps before he left the ground. And they never called traveling, and there was 1 or 2 other calls that could have gone Iowa's way. The point I guess I'm trying to make is maybe they should have teed Fran up and then, you know, give us a couple calls on the road, which would have been nice. But
I'll say this. Yeah, officiating didn't beat Iowa in that game yesterday.
I agree. Well, thanks a lot, you guys.
Appreciate it. 319-366-1600. And you're not going to get a lot of calls on the road.
Right. Couple comments on the text line, 3560. I don't understand Bohannon and Wieskamp. They're both good players and key components. Is Moss taking their shots?
Well, Moss had – I don't think Moss forced a shot up yesterday.
Moss took 14 shots, Bohannon 3, Wieskamp 2.
I think it was just a situation where Moss was the guy, and – for some reason, he feels good against Minnesota, and he feels good in Williams Arena. So I've got no problem with Isaiah Moss taking jump shots.
5786, Jordan Bohannon has been missing in action. Wonder if he's battling some injury that we don't know about. Can't answer that.
Can't answer that either, but something just doesn't look right. And everybody goes through, it's such a long season, you're going to go through a little bit of a down spell. And Jordan's a good enough player, he's going to... He knows it. He's going to come back. I'm not worried about Jordan Bohannon.
87-21, Michigan State and Purdue pick up above the 3-point line. They make you beat them from inside. Iowa gives way too many easy threes. Stop a couple of those, and you win.
I like to see Iowa play zone more.
I agree.
And then go to the man-to-man at times instead of man-to-man the first 12 minutes of the game and then figure out how can we come back? Fran looked disheveled yesterday in many different levels. Iowa brought out a 1-3-1 to start the second half because nothing else worked until the end of the game in the last 5 minutes or so when they did go to that. I like that zone or the three-quarter court going into the zone with Bear out there and all those long arms.
It reduces the shot clock. At a minimum, reduces the shot clock for the opponent to 20 seconds or under
by
the time they get into the offense.
Yeah, I agree. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to talk about Iowa State because that was a lot more fun over the weekend. The Cyclones get a win on the road in the Big 12 SEC Challenge as they defeat Ole Miss on Saturday. Iowa State with 2 home games coming up, very winnable games this week, with West Virginia and then Texas coming in to Hilton.
If West Virginia gets on the proper flight.
Yeah, you're right. Well, and it's Wednesday, too. Iowa State, Jamie Pollard tweeted out today they're making some, they're trying to come up with some ways on Wednesday for parking to get closer to Hilton or buses transporting people to Hilton Coliseum so they don't have to be outside. So, sounds like the game's going to be played and probably will be played, but going to try to alleviate some of the coldness for their fans out there. And that's very proactive, I think, for Iowa State. So good by them. Take a break. Come back. Talk about the Cyclones when we return after this. 3:22 Monday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency, excellence in customer experience.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. and are all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
Today and every Monday, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is presented by Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids. Tune in from 4 to 7 right here on KGYM. Randy's Flooring, local flooring experts by design.
Back with you in the gym class for a Monday on KGYM. Going to talk some national college basketball with you tomorrow, and then Wyatt Schultz will join us to wrap up the weekend conference tournaments as far as high school wrestling is concerned. So that'll be coming up on the Tuesday edition of the gym class. Going to talk to Mike Halas here in about 5 or 6 minutes or so. Iowa State, a big winner as the Cyclones go down to Oxford and defeat Ole Miss in the Big 12 SEC Challenge, which the Big 12 won 6-4 this year, helped out by Iowa State and a couple of road victories by the Big 12 Conference. Good win for Iowa State.
It was a good win. Epic shooting.
Yeah. You talk about a team that shot it well like Minnesota.
Yeah.
Iowa State one-upped Minnesota.
Really did.
Talon Horton Tucker was amazing.
He really was. And yeah, that's a good win on the road. I'm not sure Mississippi is
a Mississippi's top, not 25 a top 25 team.
But going into that environment, an unfamiliar environment, and to shoot the ball the way Iowa State did, that was tremendous. Talon Horton Tucker was really, really good. And that was just one of the Cyclones who played fairly well. Cam Lard finally gave some good minutes.
After hurting his ankle in the game. And if he could help out on the interior, boy, Iowa State has a chance to do some really, really big things. It's going to be interesting. Iowa State one game out in the Big 12 right now, behind Kansas and K-State. If I'm Bruce Weber at this time, I think I have a real shot. Watch Kansas and Kentucky, the second half of that game, after we got back from Center Point on Saturday, and Kansas is vulnerable. Yeah, they're still good.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not Kansas, Kansas.
Right now it's Kansas and K-State at 5-2, Baylor at 4-2, and then Texas Tech and Iowa State at 4-3. So quite a logjam right there. Iowa State has West Virginia this week, and Texas.
If they make it.
Yeah, I don't know if you missed it out there, but West Virginia had a game at Tennessee over the weekend and somehow got on the wrong flight and ended up in Phoenix.
Much nicer locale.
I'm not sure if that game started late or what, but that
might have just stayed
kind
there.
Kind of a quirky thing, but
I might have just stayed.
You've got to get a couple wins this week. West Virginia 1-6 in the league, Texas 3-4, and barely a .500 team overall.
But still, in the NCAA tournament, most of the bracketology has 7 Big 12 teams in, and I just don't see it. I'm just not sure. Texas needs some wins. Iowa State game would be a good one for Texas to get. Not that I hope that they come into Hilton and beat Iowa State, but I really think if you put another team's resume and crossed out the word Texas and put New Mexico State on there, they're not getting in. But I think Texas helps.
Well, Kansas State are in. Baylor's in, right?
Well, Baylor's been out.
Baylor's at 13-6.
They got to be playing their way closer and closer. They haven't had a really difficult schedule as far as the Big 12 schedule is concerned yet, but they've won the games they should win.
Won 4 in a row. Texas
beat
Tech,
Iowa State.
Texas Tech, Iowa State, TCU. Probably in. All, almost likely to be in, right?
I would think so.
Oklahoma at 15-5.
But in under 500 in the Big 12.
Right now, yeah.
They host Iowa State next Monday night. And that will be an interesting game down in Norman as those two teams go at it. But Iowa State right now is starting to get the mojo back. You get into late January and into the month of February, Mark, and you know this as well as I do, that you start to come up with trends for basketball teams. And you can say that pretty much for every team out there, but especially basketball, because you only got five guys playing at once. And I really think Horton Tucker is the guy for Iowa State. If he's going well, this Iowa State team is good.
I think Halliburton, too. Yeah,
to a certain extent, but I think more Horton Tucker. But those two freshmen are really key for Iowa State. And Horton Tucker has played lights out the last couple games.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's and you take a look at Iowa, I think a lot of Iowa's dependent on Joe Wieskamp. I think if he's on, Iowa's really, really tough to beat, especially at home. Now, I don't know about when he's off, and like he was on Sunday. Things didn't go quite as well. Just an observation.
Yeah. As I shivered just now, I noticed our poll question at KGYMradio.com brought to you by Emo's Hideaway. How cold is too cold? We give you four options: the teens, single digits, negative numbers, or just throw an extra layer or two on. Thanks to Emo's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot. And behind Taco Jones.
While we're giving out kudos to Emil's Hideaway, might as well go over the results from last week's Emil's Hideaway pick six, because we need to throw out some more kudos.
Dave Alec.
New sheriff in town.
New sheriff in town. Dave Alec, a perfect 6-0 this week. And not an easy week either, because we had an Ivy League basketball game in there. We had AFC, NFC Pro Bowl. And whatnot, but Dave, nevertheless, 6-0, and he's taken command of the individual lead as you've squandered your lead, Scott. Dave now three games up over Scott and Kyle with 1 week remaining.
The Super Bowl week.
And I hasten to mention this, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, 14-4 on the week, and those guys have a one-game lead over us. We've led almost all year, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Going into the final week, one game separates the two shows.
Yeah, that's the way it should come down to the last week, right? That's the way it should be. See who gets the cup. I would like to say that I had to take Brown for the good of the panel, you know.
I took Brown, too.
I know. I don't know why you did that, because I was going to take Yale, and, of course, ended up 8.
Yeah, the spread was 7, and then the game was 8. Yeah,
ended up 8. Doggone it. First time I've ever tore into things to see Ivy League basketball scores when I got home. 319-366-1600. So go ahead and vote. How cold is too cold? The teens, single digits, negative numbers. Just throw on an extra layer or two. That's our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. We're going to take a break, come back. Mike Halas of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. He was in Minneapolis yesterday. We'll talk Iowa, Minnesota. We'll talk a little bit about Iowa State as well when we come back here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy a Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Headlight Twin Pack or 2 single packs purchased on the same sales receipt. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Back with you in the gym class for a Monday here at KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn will come your way next right here on KGYM. Had a high school basketball game scheduled for tonight that has been canceled between Regina and North Lynn up in Troy Mills. Will not be made up. And so no basketball tonight. Hoping tomorrow, but we'll see. We shall see. We may get one in. We'll see. Kennedy and Linmar scheduled to play boys basketball tomorrow night at Kennedy. That's our game on the North Gym. We've got Iowa State women's basketball on 1600 AM, but tomorrow scheduled to have Linmar at Kennedy at 7:30 on 107.5. I'm a little worried about the 106.3 FM game between South Tama and Solon.
As you should be.
A little worried about that one. So games are starting to be canceled now. Teams are not going to get 21 games in. A lot are going to get 19 or 20 in, and especially on the girls' side of things. Just not enough dates left anymore. Some Wednesdays are being done. They're throwing some Saturdays. There was talk of maybe some day-night games just to get them in, but, hey, we were going along so well, and then the last 2 weeks happened. He's always going along well. That is Mike Haloss of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Joins us on Mondays here on the gym class on KGYM. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. We encourage you to give him a follow at his Twitter account, at Haloss, H-L-A-S, who has successfully made it back from Minneapolis-St. Paul. Was it a harrowing drive?
It wasn't enjoyable, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, because they got a lot more snow to the north, correct?
They did, yeah. I had intended to come some of the way home last night, and basically I got to the edge of Minneapolis, and it's like, this is ridiculous. So I found a hotel for the night and dug my car out this morning and crawled home today.
Yeah, you made the right decision. Very good decision out there. Well, that kind of puts a capsule on Iowa's day yesterday. It was an interesting game. It was an entertaining game, unless you were a defensive guru in college basketball, because there wasn't a whole lot. But if you like shooting, boy, that was your game yesterday.
Yeah, for most of that game, the first half certainly reminded me of an NBA game from the 1970s. You know, I mean, it was basically a shooting contest or a scoring contest. Neither team played very good defense. But, you know, I mean, I heard your earlier segment, and I thought you covered it pretty well. That was a blown opportunity. I mean, you shoot that well on the road. I think Iowa shot 54%. They out-rebounded them by a considerable margin. And they still get beat, and they were way behind at one point, 16 points, because their own defense was so poor. And so it's disappointing. If that's one of those separation wins, if you win that game, you've got something to, another piece of the puzzle for an NCAA tournament resume. But instead, you're just a middle-of-the-pack team who, when confronted with this chance, didn't get it done, and you've got to find it someplace else.
Folks asking a lot of questions, obviously, Mike. The defense principally is the main topic, but the Tyler Cook sequence in which he missed everything on a free throw and then was out of control, that didn't help. And then what did you make of Bohannon and Wieskamp being non-factors?
I don't know. I kept waiting for him.
Yeah.
Especially Bohannon, because Wieskamp was pulled for 11 minutes in the second half. He just wasn't in sync, and McCaffrey, I think, was teaching him a lesson. I asked him about it afterwards, and McCaffrey said, well, they were into them on defense. I don't know what that means. He says that sometimes to disguise the fact that they just weren't shaken free for shots. To have those two guys both be non-entities in the scoring column, Bohannon at least had 6 assists. But, they've leaned hard on Wieskamp this season, and for him to give them nothing and they still, you know, put themselves in a chance to come back and win that thing was surprising to me. But, of course, Isaiah Moss, you know, he ought to buy a room in Williams Arena.
Yeah.
he plays like he owns the place up there. He was terrific, I thought. But, you know, defensively, nobody was terrific. I mean, really, nobody. I just thought about it again. Nobody was.
No, I think Fran McCaffrey was was at the end of his rope. He was trying to buy a tee. Terry Weimer wouldn't give him a tee because he knew he wanted a tee.
What kind of a day is that? Assuming you're right. If you're trying to get a technical and can't get one, you're not doing anything right.
Iowa tried, man. They went to zone. That didn't work real well. They did the three-quarter court back into the zone, worked a little bit at the end, and maybe that's something to build on. They tried 1-3-1. They tried everything yesterday.
Yeah. Well, he pulled his 5 starters, and
yep.
It didn't gain them anything on the scoreboard. In fact, I think they lost a little bit more, but what it did was Minnesota finally stopped going crazy offensively, and then when the starters did come back, they kind of had a chip on their shoulder or something. They certainly didn't quit. It was almost there for the taking, but you mentioned the sequences, the airballed free throw. Tyler Cook seemed to have lost confidence as a free throw shooter yesterday. He'd been a decent foul shooter, not a great one. Well, you know, 68-70% in there, but yesterday he wasn't any good at that. And then, you know, I try not to play mind reader in these things too often, but I think that maybe sometimes Cook focuses on things that he thinks he's going to need to be to make it as a pro. And first, it's like he's not happy until he gets that first missed jump shot out of the way in the first half. And then the coast-to-coast stuff, he was very good at it earlier in the season, but lately he hasn't been quite as successful. I shouldn't say that, really, because he draws a lot of fouls. But the sequence where he turned it over after they got the ball back down 4 was just a poor play on his part. But then again, if they don't have him, they're not even close yesterday. So to heap that on him, it was just a couple of key moments. But, you know, let's face it, it was a team loss.
Michael Laws joining us here in the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. I said a little bit earlier that you can come up with some trends as you get this late into the college basketball season, and I'm starting to think that Iowa kind of goes as Joe Wieskamp goes a little bit. Is that fair or not, or do you see that?
I think you could make a pretty good argument for that. I mean, it seems like when Wieskamp has a big game, they I don't remember them losing. But, you know, I think to 4 of their 5 Big Ten losses on the road against Michigan State, Purdue yesterday, and then at home against Michigan State. And the constant in all 4 of those was, you know, the defense got shredded. So the Wisconsin game at home that they lost, that was a good battle. I wouldn't lay that on defense. I mean, they couldn't stop them in the last minute, but that was just a good raucous back and forth. The other 4 games they got shredded. And then you look at the 5-day one, that certainly was not the case. But also, the 5-day one, the opponents were of slightly lesser quality. And, I mean, you look at losing to Michigan State twice, okay, that's not a disgrace. Losing at Purdue, not a disgrace. Yesterday, you're not happy about the overall play, but not a disgrace. So, you know, good team, not a great team. And good team, not a great team, can get you to the NCAA tournament, but I don't know if it can do much more than that.
I was just going to, my next question, I interrupted Mark here.
It's okay.
My next question was going to be, there's so much consternation now, and obviously social networking has a lot to do with that, but is too much expected of this team? You said the magic words. I think it's a good team. I'm not so sure it's a great team. But it's one that can get to the NCAA tournament. But even if they do that, losing the first round or losing the second round, what are people going to think about this team?
Yeah, and, you know, it's easy to forget that they were 4-14 last year in the Big Ten. .. But the thing is, there's been a wait. There's been a wait for something special to happen with this program. And it just never seems to happen. I mean, there's never a conference title run. They got off to a great start a few years ago, unbelievable start, but couldn't finish the deal. Then they finished fast the following season, but their postseason run was, you know, poof. And this, the last 2 years, they, you know, weren't even in the NCAA. So there's just this, when is something out of the ordinary going to happen? When is something magical going to happen? And it's been an awful long time for Iowa basketball, an awful long time. How many coaches ago, you know? So when that happens, I think disappointment comes quicker and quicker with each poor performance. And maybe that explains why yesterday, as you say, a lot of people were down about it. I don't know. But you know what? They have a game Friday. And if they beat Michigan at home on Friday, the whole narrative flips again. And it will flip again at some point, and it'll flip back. And the only thing in the end is, are they going to get into that big tournament or not? And if they do, by hook or by crook, or if they tear the doors down, it'll be considered a successful season. And if they don't, the hyenas will be howling.
I mean, this, as you look at the Big Ten, Mike, and I think you'll agree, it's just a gauntlet. And aside from maybe the two Michigans and possibly Purdue, you get these types of results every week. And it's no great disgrace to lose to Minnesota by 4 or 5, but you see it week in and week out in the Big Ten. And you're going to see it, as you referenced, Iowa beats Michigan. And it's a whole different narrative. It was when Iowa dropped its first three in the Big Ten, then won 5 in a row, and now it's kind of the downward cycle with 2 losses in a row.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, it's part of it is the familiarity these teams all have with each other. I mean, Illinois winning at Maryland Saturday was
that made
no sense.
Yeah,
I mean, the Illinois team that came to Iowa City was a mess. But that same Illinois team destroyed Minnesota at home the game before. So there's talent there. It came to Iowa, and Iowa couldn't miss, and it was a no contest. You know, so it's just, when do you catch these guys? I see Iowa's schedule, and, you know, they go to Indiana and they go to Ohio State, and it's like, okay, everybody knows those will be tough games, even if those teams are having disappointed seasons. But you look at a game like at Rutgers, and you say to yourself, well, that should be a win, but should it?
Nah.
You know?
Nah.
Rutgers is playing pretty decent ball.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and it's got all the elements. Road trip, dead atmosphere, team with a new coach that's kind of finding itself a little bit. So there are so many pitfalls in these final 10 games, potential pitfalls. At the same time, if Iowa plays well, if Iowa plays as well as it's played some nights, there are a lot of games that they can win.
Well, let's talk Iowa State. Cyclones got a win. at Ole Miss on Saturday, a top 20 Ole Miss team, although Mark and I both said I don't know if that's really a top 20 team, but they were at that time, and it's a great win on the road in a hostile atmosphere, no doubt about that. And now Iowa State comes home for two very winnable home games this week. Cyclones are riding high. As much as Iowa was low yesterday, the Cyclones are going up the elevator the other direction.
They're a good team. I think I heard you say that somebody had them. I don't know. Was it Jerry Palm?
Yes. Yeah, Palm has them five. Yeah.
Well, if he has them five, then they're either four or six. You
know, they're in Des Moines.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't know anything about that either. I don't know. I just know they're good. I mean, they're good and they're getting better. The games they lost, you could see they're good and they just didn't win. I mean, the game at Kansas last Monday night was a win to be had. They didn't finish it. Their other two Big Ten or Big 12 losses the same, but this is a team that has gone places and won, gone to Oklahoma State and won, gone to Mississippi and won, gone to Texas Tech and won. And Halliburton's been pretty good all season. Horton Tucker has been up and down, but he's getting there to the point where you can see where this was, you know, one of the best catches out of the state of Illinois last year. A really just a total handful. I mean, what does he not do? He's got an inside-outside game. He's a good passer. He's got, you know, he's got an unusual freshman body. He's just, when he's right, it seems like a lot's right in that world. And then Lindell Wigginton, who is, you know, is just, he's not been right physically, has been slowly working his way back. But Saturday against Mississippi, Wigginton was the Wigginton of last year. And if you've got him and Halliburton, Horton Tucker, Mariel Shayok, who's been sensational all season long, Jacobson's been really good doing what they need from him. Nick Weiler-Babb is just a steady senior hand at point guard. This is a lot of ball players. And it's a team that seems to – I don't see selfishness from them. And I see a lot of desire. And you've got people in different roles. I mean, Shayok has this 1 year to play an up-tempo offense and seemed determined to show what kind of skills he's got, and he does have them. You've got guys like Wigginton and Horton Tucker who are probably thinking NBA at every turn, you know. And then there's this Halliburton kid from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and I don't know where he was in the recruiting rankings, but Prohm got one of the steals of the century. So there's a lot of good things going on there, and I'm going to be interested to see if they can make a Big 12 title run. I think they can.
It's a team that doesn't get rattled, Mike. You watch them every game, they never get rattled. I don't think.
They did at Kansas last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they unraveled in the last 10 minutes down there. But for the whole course of the season, I would agree with you, Mark. I mean, they're ballers, I think. It's just, to me, it's an interesting, fun team to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a team, I think, that can win the Big 12. Kansas is gettable. I'm going to say it again. Kansas is gettable this year. And if anyone in the Big 12 wants to win this thing, this might be the year to do it.
Well, you know, I listened to the broadcast on your station as I drove up to Minnesota Saturday. And I listened to Prohm after the game. And they're still, I mean, they were like, boy, we kicked one away at Kansas. We think we should have won that game. And when you don't hear teams say that too often. So Kansas is a little down, but they're not, you know, dog food. And yet I think Iowa State tells each other we're better than they are. And I think they are. So, okay, you don't play Kansas anymore. You can't control what Kansas does, but you've got the whole rest of the league. And it starts, what do they got, West Virginia this week?
West Virginia and Texas both at home.
Yeah, okay. Well, you got to get both of those. But, I mean, West Virginia's going to get off that plane and say, why did we even come here?
Make it to the right place.
Yeah, well, now, you know what? That you do understand that never happened, that Phoenix thing. I mean, that was an internet hoax, and a whole lot of people bid on it. And it's like, first of all, they don't fly commercial.
No, they don't.
And secondly, don't you think that one person out of a 25-member traveling party would have said, hey, this plane's going to Phoenix?
That wouldn't be Huggy.
But yet, people believe that. And also, Joe Barry Carroll, 1985, I'm in Los Angeles for a Rose Bowl. Mark, you were on that trip.
Yes.
I went over to the Forum because Ronnie Lester played for the Lakers. Went over to the Forum to do a story on Ronnie Lester while I was out there. They played the Golden State Warriors. Joe Barry Carroll against Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Magic Johnson. Joe Barry Carroll killed him. Killed him that night. He had 30-something, and I remember going to the locker room to try and talk to Lester. And then Pat Riley was there, and he just shrugged his shoulders and said we couldn't do anything with him. He was a good pro. Good pro, not a great pro.
So I was glaringly wrong.
Well, I mean, he was, you know, he's not a Hall of Famer, but, you know, he had a nice career.
He had a longevity right there. I'm trying to see what he averaged here.
He averaged
17 points a game.
Yeah, okay.
That's not a bad career.
That's not bad. That's not bad. I take it back. I'm sorry to the Joe Barry Carroll fans.
There are some players who people just want to pick on, and there are others who skate through forever untouched. And I think Joe Barry Carroll always attracted that element. I think he was on the Purdue team that beat Iowa in the 1980 Final Four.
In the, yes, in the third place game.
Yeah, right.
The last third place game.
But I don't think Joe Barry was dogging it when Purdue got to the Final Four, but, you know, it's, I don't even know why I'm talking about this.
For this and
I've
other.
I've been on the road 3 days on the road, you know. I go downtown Minneapolis Saturday night. Neil Young's playing downtown in this theater that seats probably 1,500 people. And I'm thinking, look, there are always tickets. I'm going to get me a ticket.
Nope.
And A, there were no tickets. Nobody was outside selling tickets. And secondly, you couldn't stand outside for more than 5 minutes anyway unless you wanted frostbite. So that was one of the better things that happened to me this weekend.
Don't leave the house till Friday, Mike.
I don't think I will. I mean, I just got home a little bit ago, and I haven't checked to see if we've got food here. But if we do, I'm not going anywhere.
Hunker down. Hey, Mike, enjoy the home week this week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
All right.
Mike Loss. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter as well. We'll take a break, come back, wrap things up after this.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota M-Series tractors. The Kubota M-Series are designed to provide farmers with a fuel-efficient, high-performing, and versatile tractor with excellent visibility, spacious, dependable, and up to 168 horsepower. The Kubota M-Series tractors have the power to tackle any job.
To experience the power of Kubota, visit CycloneKubotaDealers.com for a participating dealer near you.
People think that I'm not a big firm, I'm not a large company. What would anyone want with my data? But you don't know. Client credit cards, employee information, it's all critically important and it needs to stay secure.
Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. If you ever have a question about how secure is your network, give us a call. We can certainly do an audit.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back with you on the Gym Class for a Monday on KGYM. We're going to talk some national basketball coming up tomorrow. We'll also talk some high school wrestling coming up tomorrow as well. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next right here on KGYM. No high school basketball tonight. That has been postponed due to the weather. You're hunkering down, right? You and Mike are going to hunker down.
No question about it.
Until at least we find out if there is bowling on Wednesday. I know America is waiting with bated breath because this may be the sign of the apocalypse, so we'll make sure and let everybody know about that. Talk to you tomorrow at 3.